Raising kids and sticking to a budget is no easy feat, especially when summer vacation hits. Today I'm offering 5 kid-related expenses to consider so that you can embrace the warmer weather without the added financial stress. Sound like something you want? Well, then let's get started. Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to 3, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome to another episode of the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. With the weather warming up, well, at least in my area it's warming up, I just kind of thought that it might be a good idea to share a few summer kid-related expenses that I really didn't think about in my early years of budgeting. And I'm hoping that by sharing these now, it might save you a little bit of grief and financial stress as you head into the summer months. And if you don't have kids, that's okay. Maybe you know a mom that could use this information. Share this episode with her. I'm sure she would love to hear it. Or maybe you want to think about these things in an effort to help another family member out. I know that there are a lot of grandparents out there too that might have forgotten what it takes to get kiddos through summer vacation. So if that's you, you're still in the right place. And I do just want to say right here that if you are still struggling to get your budget up and going, or you aren't quite sure where to start, don't worry, okay? Head to lemonblessings.com/family budget, or you can follow the link in the show notes to grab my monthly family budget worksheet. It's free and it's great to help you get your budget up and going, all right? It covers everything, so definitely check that out. Once again, you can find it at lemonblessings.com/family budget. In the meantime, though, let's jump into those kid-related expenses to consider for summer survival. And the first one is childcare. Now, if you have littles at home, like those, you know, preschool and younger, then life might not change much as you head into the summer months. But if you have school-aged kids, then childcare might be an additional expense for you. Babysitters, daycare, day camps, overnight camps, gymnastic camps, all of the above can increase your expenses and put stress on an already tight budget. So as much as you possibly can, start planning ahead now so that you aren't caught off guard. The second kid-related expense is food. And quite honestly, this is one that really, really caught me off guard when my kids were in elementary school. So it's definitely one that I recommend thinking about ahead of time, both logistically and financially. If your kids already eat breakfast or maybe even breakfast and lunch at school, then having them home for the summer likely means additional planning so that you have healthy food on hand for them. Logistically, this might be even harder if you're not used to cooking those meals to begin with. So if the budget allows, you might contemplate some easy grab-and-go options to make it work with your schedule or whatever else it might be. Even if you spend the entire school year packing lunches for your kids, it's just not the same over the summer, is it? We all know that. If you've had a kid go to school and then be home for the summer, it just changes. Kids spend so much more time outside burning calories, and quite honestly, in my experience, they always eat more when they're at home. So plan accordingly and possibly give that grocery budget a little increase if you possibly can, okay? If you're also going to be feeding a babysitter or other kids that you might have as tag-alongs as well, then that's also something to take into consideration. Now, the next expense might not come as a surprise to you, but it always comes as a surprise to me, and that is purchasing a new swimsuit. You know those rollerblades that can last your kids through like 5 sizes? Like you buy them when they're a size 3 and you can slowly adjust them until they reach, you know, size 8 or size 9? I honestly really wish that they made kids' swimsuits that were adjustable. Wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, we'd get like you know, lots of years out of them. Because here in our area, we get maybe three, if we're really, really lucky, maybe three really good swimsuit months in a year. And even that, I swear my kids' swimsuits barely get used. And yet, one invitation to go to the lake requires having a swimsuit that actually fits. And too often, we're out at the store the day before, struggling to find the right size at the right price. So unless you live in a tropical area where swimsuits are like an extra piece of clothing, it might be time to think about adding that swimsuit to your summer budget. And bonus tip, if you're listening to this episode in real time, swimwear is out in stores as we speak, and I've seen a lot of sales too, so the right time to grab one might just be now. The fourth expense I recommend thinking about ahead of time is sunscreen, and I don't care where you live. Sunscreen is necessary if you or your kids spend any amount of time outside, and the stuff is expensive. Right? Which means that not only should you plan ahead for it as part of your summer budget, but it's also a good idea to look out for it now so that you can grab it if and when it goes on sale. Keep in mind that sunscreen is not meant to last from year to year. It does lose its effectiveness. So, I mean, you know, there's just my healthy tip for you today, but it is likely going to become something that you will have to pay for over the course of the summer months. So definitely think about that ahead of time. The final expense that I recommend you plan ahead for is recreation. And sure, this could include camps and that sort of activity that we've already kind of discussed, but what about those spur of the moment invitations for your kid to join another family or a friend and go to the local water park or a splash pad or an indoor play place or something else that costs a little bit of money? The last thing you want to do is say no just because you didn't plan ahead. Now, this category could even include family activities like camping or visiting relatives or purchasing new outdoor play equipment. No matter how big or how small, even those giant balls cost a lot of money, right? Now, I do have to say right here, full disclaimer, if you are currently struggling to pay the minimum debt payments and purchase groceries each month or whatever else it might be, then this might be a category to contemplate for later, not now. Right now, focusing on the necessities is more important, so definitely give yourself so much grace if you are in that spot. I've been there too, so I know, I really do. But if you do have a little extra and you know that you will say yes, or at least want to say yes, then recreation is a good thing to really think about ahead of time. And possibly this is something where you say you don't just have a summer budget for it, but maybe it's a weekly amount that you're going to put aside for each child or something along those lines. So definitely different ways you could put that together. Alrighty, let's do a quick recap. If you want to maintain your budget and enjoy your kids being home on summer break, then there are definitely a few things to consider, and I gave you five today, and those are childcare, food, a swimsuit, sunscreen, and recreation. And these are all items that will likely go above and beyond your basic monthly budget and require a little planning ahead. There are probably others, but these are the five that I know have wreaked havoc on our budget in previous years. So take them or leave them, but that's what I got for you. And if you want a little bit more structure for your monthly budget, definitely grab my free monthly family budget worksheet. It has everything you need to track your monthly expenses and manage those seasonal ones too. So you can find that at lemonblessings.com/familybudget or by following the link in the show notes. Whatever you choose, just know that I'm cheering you on. You've got this. Enjoy the sunshine if you have it in your area, and ultimately, have an amazing day. I will chat with you again next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up Podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.